Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay and Jason Berenger. We're live on News Radio 610 WIOD in Miami and News Radio WFLA in Tampa. And right now, let's go to the hotline and bring in our aviation and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. Jay, we have to start with the drones story. And and in particular, the confusion that seems to be unfolding where people are saying they're spotting drones when they're actually just planes. Now, that's not to say that there haven't been mysterious sightings, actual drones that we're still not sure exactly what they are or what they're doing. What do you make of this whole situation that is just gripping the country this morning?
I think it's insane is probably the word that comes to mind, and ridiculous. I mean, you've got 3 weeks of whatever sightings we're seeing, 5,000 reports, and we've got every agency in D.C. saying that, you know, there's nothing to worry about. And yet when pressed, they can't tell us what they are or are not, but they're trying to just, you know, keep everybody calm. And some many people are saying, look, these are commercial aircraft people are spotting. And I'm certain that, as you pointed out, that's the case. Is that all 5,000 of them? Absolutely not. And when you have law enforcement agencies that are in the vicinity of these drones that are, you know, 6 feet in size, to me, just follow it, see where it goes. I mean, that's all you have to do one time to see what's going on. Or, you know, I thought not that I would want anybody to shoot one of these things down, but if they did, to find out who came to pick it up. The idea that around the world, people are looking at us like, you know, I mean, it's just embarrassing, because if these were something that could represent some sort of inherent threat, the idea that we are just so, you know, just so about it, to me, there's just no sense of urgency. And when it comes to defense, when it comes to me, aviation security is my biggest concern, because, Ryan, we've seen the Stewart Airport in New York that was shut down. It didn't affect any flights, but they had to shut down the airport. We had Wright-Patterson Air Force Base here in Dayton, Ohio, that had to shut down because of drones that were in the area and restricted areas, and caused certain flights to be impacted. So when you've got that, my concern is, okay, what if one of these drones that we're allowing to be up there flying around without really knowing what's going on, what if they do drift into you know, airspace that is being used by commercial aviation? And we have an aircraft that is impacted by one of these six-foot drones. We know what happens to an aircraft when a bird is ingested into an engine. I can't imagine a six-foot drone with regards to impacting an aircraft. So there's a lot of concerns. And to me, it's just the idea of not knowing what's going on that's feeding a lot of this, not hysteria, but certainly a lot of the heightened, I think, sightings and things that are taking place. But to me, in this day and age, to have 3 weeks of this going on without anybody having apparently a clue of what's taking place is beyond my ability to comprehend.
Yeah, and Boston police did take a couple of men into custody. Yes. They were flying a drone too close to Logan International Airport. Now, I think there
that didn't
are...
didn't take long, did it?
No,
yeah, they were able to find out who... Yeah.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of different things going on. I think you have some of these drones, they're just your normal drones with your normal people operating them. Whether or not they're operating them as they should, that's a whole different question. Like in that situation in Boston, you had a couple of guys, they were flying a drone too close to the airport and they were arrested. I think some of the sightings are in fact planes. But then I do think there's another portion to all of this that is a bit more unexplained, because, you know, we're seeing law enforcement, like in New Jersey, you had a sheriff. They put up their own industrial drone to track the drones that they were concerned about, and they weren't able to. They couldn't keep up. The other drones, they were able to easily outmaneuver them. So, I mean, I find it very curious, too. You've got the federal government saying there's nothing to worry about, but also we're not 100% sure what's going on here. That doesn't seem like a very good or satisfying answer.
And right, it's around very populated areas.
Yeah.
So it's not like somebody's trying to test something without anybody seeing it. It's obvious you're around some very populated areas. This stuff is going to be seen. So it's a matter of, okay, are we seeing it, how the reaction is being tested? Are we testing law enforcement? Are we testing the military's reaction? And that's why, to me, there's just so much here that is of a concern, because when you're dealing with unknowns, from what we're being told anyways, it opens the door for all kinds of wild speculation. And it's just something that, you know, we need answers. And I don't think it's too much to ask for those answers.
No, even if those answers are uncomfortable, like I am, and I talked about this throughout the morning, I'm more of the mindset that this is our doing, that this is something that we're testing out for whatever reason, because that to me would make the most sense in terms of the advanced potential technology, also not wanting to say anything about it, but also realizing that it's not a threat. But you've got to be more forthcoming than what we've seen up to this point. Otherwise, the questions, they're not going to go away. But I do think it's interesting how this is added in that aviation component. I think FlightAware has probably had more people on that app over the past few days than maybe ever before.
Well, you know, they're trying to track things and see what's going on. And this story just continues to build. And, you know, what if you're a lawmaker in D.C. that's on a committee or something where you are used to having answers?
Yeah.
And people come to you and apparently you don't have the answers. You don't have a clue and you're not being told anything. And I really hope your theory is accurate, because then I would be a lot more comfortable with our non-response, with our nothing being done. Because I would hate to think if there was ever a real threat that came across our shores, that we would be very decisive and very quick in our response.
Well,
I mean, fast.
We weren't with the Chinese spy balloon, but I do think this is different. We'll see if we learn anything new today. Let's get to some economic topics real quick. We're joined by our aviation and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. We had an inflation report last week, a little hotter than expected. Inflation remains pretty sticky. And also, I thought it was interesting to hear President-elect Donald Trump saying that, you know, it's going to be difficult to get prices down, which was a bit of a change in tone from when he was on the campaign trail, saying that prices will come right down if he's elected. I think realizing that this is it's still a bit of a problem.
And I think the concern for a lot of people, Ryan, is the fact that it's the second straight month that we've seen kind of that rise, especially in the gas and some of the food and other prices. And that coming up with the Fed's upcoming decision this week, is there's still, I mean, it's people are saying 90-some% probability of 25% a basis rate cut, and that may be the case, but I would not be surprised at all if the Fed came out and said, look, let's just pause it.
Because they
wanted 75 basis points this year. They've done it. They did it in two cuts instead of three. So they've checked the boxes they were after. And I don't think that Jerome Powell is going to be phased one way or not about what's expected to be done by them. They're going to do what they want. And I think they can be pleased with the work they've done this year. And again, just because it was that second, and not that 2 months is a trend, but it's certainly something that could call into question, are we going to be looking at this battle going on for a bit, and are things starting to rise? And if so, what's our response going to need to be? So, I mean, I'm 50-50 here. I think that the Fed could come out with a decision on a pause, which would not, I think, be that big a surprise, although a lot of people on Wall Street might consider it so. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see, you know, what the ultimate decision turns out to be.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think it's going to be a really interesting week to see what they ultimately decide. Our aviation and market expert, Jay Ratliff, with us this morning, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. Jay, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.